Spider Spray.
All right, I'm all about the Gold Coast moving forward, and I think we are, and it's been doing a really good job. But something got to me yesterday, and I thought, you know what? We don't need this. And look, this could go down if I decide to go for the pre-selection seat of Fadden.
Go for it.
If I decide to take Tom Tate's robe and also his bling off him when he's next up for election, this is going to be a part of my case.
You're not lacking in confidence, are you?
No, well, this makes sense. And I know there's a lot of Gold Coasters out there that will be on my side. Yesterday, the Gold Coast City Council, they had a vote.
Right.
They wanted a vote for a new boutique stadium. And I've been a fan of different places moving the Gold Coast forward.
Okay.
But a boutique stadium right now, I don't really think it fits where the Gold Coast needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. We've got the basketball centre at Coomera and also Carrara, which can be a boutique stadium. You've got to utilise these for what they are.
Yep.
You've got the exhibition centre that's about to get a reno. So make that more of a boutique stadium. You've got the Star. You've got Hotter. We've put so much money into Hotter, and I think it's totally underutilised. We've got Heritage Bank Stadium, and we've got a lot of area out there, and we've also got Robina. So we've got a lot of stadiums for the Gold Coast right here, right now.
Yep.
And let's be honest, we can't fill any of those stadiums. Mm. Outside of Harry Styles and Pink, we cannot fill these stadiums as they are. So do we need another boutique stadium right now? When you look at the Gold Coast, what does it celebrate? We've got the air show coming up. We've got the International Boat Show. We've got the Blues on Broadbeach. We've got the Supercars. We've got the Country Music Festival. We've got Coolie Rocks. We've got so many great events here. Do we need another boutique stadium? It's going to cost us anywhere between $300 and $500 million. Now, with that $300 or $500 million, why can't the City Council, the Gold Coast, and that's Tom and Donna and every other councillor except the two that voted against it, why don't you start looking at maybe doing something with a Bruce Bishop car park? That's been an eyesore for some 10, 15, 20 years. What about maybe putting some shade cloths, as you've promised over the years, over some of the disabled car parks of the Gold Coast? Why don't you maybe even think about getting the buses to run on time so we can get the places on time?
Even
so maybe if they start thinking and fixing the small things before they worry about the big things, the Gold Coast might be a better place. What about even maybe, you know, grab yourself, instead of going for a meeting for 8 hours and talking about some boutique stadium that we're never going to be able to fill anyway, why don't they get themselves a gurney and gurney Surfers Paradise and make it a bit more, you know, give it a facelift, make it a bit more entertaining for people who come here. Or best of all, how about we put that $300 million or $500 million into a place where when I go home, I can park my car in the garage and I don't have to be worried that some 13-year-old's going to steal it. Maybe in youth crime or maybe a jail. I don't know. Probably makes a little bit too much sense to me.
The council do good things.
Shut up.
You've been sprayed by a spider.